Suspected Ebola cases reported in Miami and Jacksonville this week turned out to be something else. Governor Rick Scott last week asked hospitals across Florida, large and small, to require that their healthcare professionals undergo safety training to guard against exposure to the virus.
Suspected Ebola cases reported in Miami and Jacksonville this week turned out to be something else. Governor Rick Scott last week asked hospitals across Florida, large and small, to require that their healthcare professionals undergo safety training to guard against exposure to the virus.
This is just a make sure we know what everybody's doing, make sure we're coordinating our activities. But I can tell you that for everyone that lives in our state, for all of our visitors, we are ready, we will be prepared, and I hope we never have a case.
Scott's also asking the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a conference call with Florida hospitals in the next 48 hours to discuss training and personal protective equipment practices. Locally, Dr. Michael Oleksik at Baptist Healthcare says they've met on procedures with emergency management officials and the hospital's emergency room and infection control staffs.
We are also getting together with members of our administrative team in terms of how we would handle if a patient came in who's suspected of Ebola, not just to our hospital, but also to a community doctor.
Oleksik says they're not expecting a great number of Ebola patients, beyond perhaps one or two, if that many. He adds that all Pensacola area hospitals are well equipped to handle patients with communicable diseases.
All the hospitals in Pensacola have seen patients, for example, with active tuberculosis and malaria, things like that. We see those sporadically. So this is not foreign to us in terms of dealing with communicable diseases. The key is going to be recognizing it initially and then instituting the appropriate protocol, which we do for these other patients.
Both Baptist Healthcare and Sacred Heart Health System are developing plans to isolate any Ebola patient brought to their doors. Dr. Tim Rack, who leads Sacred Heart's emergency department, says they formed a group of hospital officials right after the first case in Dallas was reported.
Have a separate unit separated from the rest of the hospital that's actually between the emergency departments. They have their own bathroom. They're closed off. It's separated from everywhere else. So we feel that that will be the best isolation area.
Calls to West Florida Hospital seeking an interview on its preparations were not returned. While Ebola is not considered an airborne pathogen, Rack says they would err on the side of caution and place patients in rooms where the airflow is out through a filter, similar to how tuberculosis patients are treated.
This is sort of the same feeling that we had when HIV first came around. There was a lot of misperceptions about it, and the community didn't have a good grasp on it. So there's a little bit of hysteria, and I tell people, you're more apt to be hit by lightning right now than you are to get Ebola.
A vital part of battling any Ebola that may come to this area, says Rack, is communication among the various and usually very competitive healthcare firms.
The Baptist Medical Director of the Emergency Department and the West Florida Medical Director are both on my speed dial. We were collaboratively with the other hospitals, and a good show of that is when the jail explosion happened. We all worked together, sharing resources and knowledge.
But what Drs. Tim Rack and Michael Oleksik hope local residents realize and remember is that the chance of getting Ebola is minuscule, and both emphasize that this time of year, the odds are better of someone contracting the flu.
The biggest reason is the method of transmission. Ebola is transmitted by body secretions, influenza, tuberculosis. Those are airborne pathogens.
And if you look around, influenza kills a lot more people. And we have enterovirus, which is a really tough virus that's hitting our children also. That is more of a problem than Ebola.
As far as the media coverage of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and the few cases in North America, Oleksik says it's been a mixed blessing.
You know, in terms of keeping people aware that it's potentially out there, but what we don't want to do is start a frenzy. Healthcare facilities need to be prepared. We are, in the United States, much different than in Africa in our ability to isolate and identify quicker, and so that gives us a tremendous advantage.
Meanwhile, the Florida Department of Health is redirecting more than $1.2 million in state funds to help with advanced Ebola preparation. Surgeon General John Armstrong says they're also working to redirect over $7 million in federal grant funding. Of the latter, nearly $6 million will require federal approval. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.